Good evening and welcome to Backtracks Aerosmith Revisited. My name is Corey Morissett, joined as always by the irreplaceable St. John Mariano. How's it going, John?
You know, you didn't call me a St. John last week, I don't think.
No, I didn't. I forgot to because we were so out of practice. Go back and listen to that show. It did not come off well.
I'll tell you a thing, you foxy little flirt. I caught you in a briar patch.
Did you now?
I don't know. I'm trying to do what you did last week where I'm like just going to quote the song and see how it goes.
Did you not know that for like the first 32 of these episodes, I started every show with a Steven Tyler quote from a song?
No clue. I don't listen to the show.
And I don't blame you. This week I just said, you know what, it's too hard. And I take too much shit from John for doing that. And when they don't come off well, they sound stupid. So I'm just going to say good evening and welcome. No, and thank you for joining us.
Absolutely keep doing the thing you're doing. Like, don't let me honk on your bobo.
That is so much pressure though, John. I don't know if I can live up to it.
I just said, don't let me honk on your bobo as if that's like something you wouldn't want. But wouldn't you want me to honk on your bobo?
I don't know, man. You're pretty rough from what I hear.
Some people like it.
You can make it 8 seconds.
Good luck with that.
I don't like you, but I love you.
Everybody loves John Mariano. The ladies love John. He's back on the dating scene, having a grand old time, living life, happy. I haven't seen you smile this much ever, John.
I don't like to smile. It hurts my face.
I know, but you're smiling more than you ever have. So it's great to see.
Well, it's great to do. I guess we should tell the folks about our sponsor, Mr. Ken Knapsack.
Okay, I feel you go like ahead. We should. Okay, go ahead. Read the copy.
I don't have the copy.
Why not?
Sound right.
Oh, you just got to bring it up on the Pop Rock and Radio app. That's all I do.
So you have it up. You should probably read it.
All right, fine. I'll do it this week. You do it next week. How about that?
Okay, I'll do you. You'll do it this week. You'll do it next week. I like that.
No, I'll do it this week, and then we'll play by ear. Pop Rock and Radio. Ken Knapsack's Pop Rock and Radio. The big hits. Album cuts and B-sides from the rock and pop world that make up the soundtracks of our lives. Look for live shows and make requests. Sing, dance, and celebrate the music with the Pop, Rock, and Radio community.
You say it so well, Corey. You have such a great broadcasting voice.
So do you.
I do not. I'm here as like the humor. I'm here to make people laugh. I am not here to like do the homework.
You're here for the humor. I'm looking forward to that. When are you going to start being funny?
Well, as soon as you let me.
Okay. Anytime now. Starting now.
I'd love to, but you're going to edit it out anyway.
I might, yes. I exhibit all editorial control. And to that end, maybe let's stop bullshitting here and let's start talking Aerosmith. Last week, John, we had Bitches Brew, which is a song that you know is okay. Like you said, in some respects, pretty indicative of Aerosmith, but in others, really not so much. Did not make the mixtape, obviously. So do you want to go through the list of the mixtape? How's that graphic coming? You've had another week to work on it here.
It's so much work, dude. I am time stamping the whole thing.
I'm impressed you haven't lost your job yet because you're spending so much time on this graphic. When it comes out, it's going to blow everybody's minds.
Dude, I have been working on it for months. It takes copy and paste. And a lot of work on stuff like that to be able to work on this stuff.
I'm so glad that you're a Photoshopper expert because I have no idea how to do any of that stuff. So I can't wait to see the thing. It's going to be a real game changer. And our listens are going to quadruple, I'm sure.
Let me just point out, you overpromised when you told the audience I was willing to do a graphic.
How did I overpromise? I said, literally, this guy's going to do a graphic. And you're like, whoa, I'm not ready for that kind of commitment.
And then magically you're like, well, where's the graphic you promised?
That's right. And I'm going to keep hounding you because the people deserve it, John. Our audience deserves it.
The audience absolutely deserves it. They just deserve a better one than I can produce.
Oh, don't say that, my friend. No. You're a great Photoshopper. You know what else they deserve? Better music than what we've been giving them. Let's talk about what's on the die right now. We got some good tracks and some, oh boy, we'll see tracks. Currently on the dice, we have Sheila, which you added last week from Done With Mirrors, The Farm from Nine Lives, of course, theme from Spider-Man from the Spider-Man soundtrack in 2001, Pink, also from Nine Lives, Walking the Dog, great old blues standard, and Spaced from Get Your Wings. J. John, out of those six, what are you kind of hoping for tonight?
I don't know. I put Sheila on last week. So I feel like we should get the theme from Spider-Man because we should get one of your songs off there.
That would be a great one to get off there. I put it on there because, you know, around that time, Spider-Man Far From Home was still like the biggest movie in the world. And currently the biggest movie in the world is still like Top Gun Maverick. So I'm ready to listen to Spider-Man, enjoy it for what it is, and then get rid of it.
Look, I feel like that about with a lot of these songs. There might be one of these songs that might make the mixtape, maybe.
Oh, I got one that I'm going to fight for to get on the mixtape, actually. Two, actually. I could see going on the mixtape.
Well, let's see what we spin, and then I'm interested to see what you fight for.
All right, here we go. Going to pick up the dice, going to give them a shake, going to roll, and come up with Spaced. So this is from Get Your Wings. A personal favorite album of yours, John?
I enjoy it. Like, maybe I put this on there. I don't know. We were trying to figure it out. We gave you credit for it.
I know. But maybe you did, actually. Now that I'm thinking, I might have put Walking the Dog on there, actually, because I love that song.
Yeah, it's very possible. So I will take credit for Spaced. So I get to replace this song.
Okay. I don't listen to Spaced a lot. Get Your Wings is a great album, though. This is Aerosmith's second record. First, that was produced by Jack Douglas back in 1974, the year I was born. The big hits on this one, of course, were Same Old Song and Dance, Lord of the Thighs, currently on the mixtape, Train Kept a Rollin', and Seasons of Wither, also on the mixtape, were on this record. Spaced was the third track on side one, written by Steven Tyler and Joe Perry. John, do you have any recollections of this one?
No, it's a song I enjoy. It's a deeper cut from Get Your Wings. And that's exactly why I picked it. I think it's going to be an enjoyable one for us. It's of an era where I don't feel like there are bad Aerosmith songs. There might be Aerosmith songs that you're like, all right, maybe it doesn't make the mixtape final. But I have a feeling we might be replacing a song tonight.
We very well could be. Get Your Wings is one of those classic albums. And I don't remember much from this one. I know there was a couple of tracks on this one that Joe had said in an interview that it was just kind of Steven who was just kind of, you know, riffing lyrics over top of Joe playing. And I think this was one of them, just kind of in the studio, Joe's playing a riff and then Steven just starts improvising some lyrics and it turned into a song. So what do you say, John? This is Spaced from 1974's Get Your Wings.
It's a very atmospheric opening. It's almost Pink Floyd-ish, right?
In a way, yeah. It immediately brought me to Star Trek IV, and I was thinking about whales talking to space beings.
Well, but it predates it by almost a decade, maybe more than a decade.
More than a decade, I think. That came out, what, 87?
Yeah. So it predates it by more than a decade. They're playing, what, like whale song and stuff at the top of their song. And in a movie or in a song called Spaced, it's kind of interesting that Star Trek IV would do that over a decade later.
Gene Roddenberry, you hack, you ripped off Aerosmith.
What do you think of that transition where we go from the atmospheric whale song to just that threading guitar riff?
I liked it. I like that we had that. Then we had that kind of feedback from the guitar just slowly building in and that Joe Perry guitar tone and then kicking in with the drums. I really kind of liked that a lot.
Yeah, I thought it was a lot of fun. It kind of jolts you into the song right away. And if you're listening to this in the context of an album, which is how you listen to it back then, it's nice that it gets atmospheric like that.
That ambulance wasn't coming for you, was it, John? You feeling okay?
I'm doing all right. I don't record in the studio. I record in the home. And sometimes there's outside music. What do you want from me? I have no control over what goes down my street.
Space and time, child of nine, 220 years on the way. Fire and steel, earth unreal, find another planet to stay. Papa died, Ma survived, telling me about her ordeal. And the soul.
So Steven says this is the album where he really found his voice, because if you remember listening to their debut album, he's singing in a different voice on songs like Dream On, a little more nasally, a little higher up. Here he realized, and I quote, the songs found my voice. I realized that it's not about having a beautiful voice and hitting all the notes. It's about attitude. Would you agree with that sentiment, John?
I think that this is 100%. Like, I was about to ask you, is there a such thing at, like, when we listen to these songs, do you think there's a such thing as an Aerosmith standard? Because this to me feels like what a standard Aerosmith song sounds like.
Especially 1970s, like that first section of their career, 100%. I totally agree with you. Once they hit the 80s and brought in Outside Riders, it kind of became a different standard. But for the first like 5-6 albums, absolutely.
Yeah, and that's not a knock on this song at all. Like, to me, this song in particular is very much like, this is the sound of Aerosmith.
But it's almost as if you were teaching like a computer AI to write a 1970s Aerosmith song, it would probably come up as spaced.
Yeah. And if I'm picturing Aerosmith in my head, this is along the lines of what that sounds like.
Light and years disappears. 20 million years on my brain. Synthesized, overrides, trying to keep from going insane. And my soul.
Now, we're talking about Steven Tyler lyrics. Like, they've been all about, you know, getting laid and chicks and stuff. Here, he's kind of telling a story about, you know, traveling through space, trying to find a new planet to live on, doing 20 years on the way, fire and steel. You know, his dad died, but his mom survived. Lyrically, on album two, really going to a different place here.
Yeah, he's going to a different place. He's obviously at a different point in his life. We know he's starting to hit what fame really is at this point in his life. It's interesting to see, like, this is the kind of stuff going through his mind. Like, maybe he's starting to get into some of these mood enhancing drugs that he gets into at this point in his life. And this is how it starts to affect him lyrically. And it's what he starts to think about later on. It seems like he's just a late hornball and becomes an old hornball eventually. But right now he's really contemplating things of the world.
I just think it's kind of cool that he's telling a little space story, not unlike Brian May from Queen on the song 39 from A Night at the Opera, where he talks about going off to find new worlds for humanity to live. And we're kind of doing the same thing here. They're out in outer space looking for a new planet. And just I think it's just kind of refreshing. It's not just all about humping. He's actually, creating a character and telling a story lyrically. It's very good.
Yeah, I'm really enjoying the song so far, more than I expected it to. And I've heard it before, but hearing it in this context, I'm gonna fight for this one, Corey.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
had a little bit of everything there. We had a classic Steven Tyler scream. We had some great dual guitar work from Joe and Brad. I really liked that kind of echoey Aretha effect they put on Steven's vocal during the Spaced Enough to Know How I Feel. I Really Don't Care. That whole section. There's some really good stuff there.
Dude, this song might be one of the more underrated deep cuts in Aerosmith's library.
Trace, waiting for a word to arrive. I'm the last man to survive. Really
feels like you said, like Steven found his way on this album. It really feels like we're watching a singer become a rock star right before our eyes as we're listening to this.
All right, Spaced from 1974's Get Your Wings. Kind of a nice surprise here tonight, John. I didn't really recall Spaced when we rolled it here tonight, but I'm not mad at it.
No, I'm actually really happy with it. I think the one thing I'm unhappy about is I feel like we're going to need to have a little debate now over what's bottoming out on our mixtape.
Right, so... you feel pretty strong that this is going to go on there. What would you recommend we take off?
Oh, this is tough. Like, I want to nominate Chip Away the Stone just to piss you off.
It's good. It's not leaving, so you can go ahead. You'd lose.
But I don't know. I think I got to go with Mother Popcorn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cover song versus an original. There's that argument. Mother Popcorn was pretty damn groovy, and we decided pretty indicative of Aerosmith, even though it was an early cover from a live bootleg. You feel that strongly that Space should take that one off over, say, something like Bone to Bone?
Yeah, I do. Like looking at it, I thought about Bone to Bone. I really dig Bone to Bone, dude. I dig the connotations of it. I dig the song. Well, Mother Popcorn is a really good live track. It is a cover. And I have trouble, like, especially hearing how this felt like a definitive, this is what Aerosmith sounds like track, especially of this era. I have trouble keeping Mother Popcorn on here. And you know, I know you really badly want to get Bone to Bone off. I'm going to make that tough on you. The way you're going to make Chip Away the Stone tough on me.
Oh, it's not going to be tough at all. Chip Away stays all the way through. I think everybody knows that. And as for Bone to Bone, it's not that I don't like that song at all, but when we get to better songs, I think that's the next one to come off.
Or Chip Away the Stone. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. All-time Aerosmith classic versus Song About a Rubber. Seems pretty simple to me, but we're in agreement this week. We'll take off Mother Popcorn. Sorry, Heath McCoy. Your song is gone. We're replacing it with Spaced.
Song about a used rubber, Corey.
My apologies. Yes, a used rubber. I didn't realize that mattered. So currently on the mixtape, I'll just look at John's graphic here. Wait, no, I don't seem to have it. I'll just go off my list. Sweet Emotion from A Little South of Sanity. Shut Up and Dance. Let the Music Do the Talking. No More, No More. Chip Away the Stone, which is going all the way to the end. And Nobody's Fault. The Other Side, Bone to Bone, Gone Next Week, Rats in the Cellar, Spaced, JD's got a gun, moving out, girl keeps coming apart, seasons of wither, crazy, sick as a dog, eat the rich, and mama can. Those are the 18 tracks. And John, since we've changed our minds and decided space was probably your call, that means you get to pick the next song again.
Oh man, I haven't even done my homework to see what I want to replace it with. Do I go old? Do I go new? What do I do? I don't know, man. Do you think that we should do another new song or an old song?
I'm looking at the current list, and we're missing maybe some wow factor. Pink was a single and a fairly big one back in the late 90s, but that's about it for wow factor on the dice. Do you got something you can maybe jazz it up a little here?
So what you're asking me for is something that's going to spice it up.
Yes. And
I guess I'm going to go with Fever.
Ooh, a little Get a Grip. I like it. We've had good luck with Get a Grip songs so far here, John.
Yeah, and Get a Grip songs are fun. Like you have said, that's one of your favorite albums. And, you know, it's one of the most commercial successes. And I think we should celebrate it a little bit.
I agree. We currently have 3 tracks from Get a Grip on the mixtape. Shut Up and Dance, which is like the second show we ever did. Eat the Rich and Crazy are all on there. So I'm looking forward to Spinning Fever, because to me, that's a real standout deep cut from that album.
Yeah, like I wanted to get the wow factor, but I wanted to get the wow factor for the people who are listening to us, the Aerosmith fans.
And I think for the Aerosmith fans, this kind of delivers a little wow factor, because a lot of people dig this track.
All right, well, I guess, Corey, where can the good folks find you? I'll let you kick that off tonight.
Thank you. The good folks can find me on Twitter at CD Morissette. They can find me on the Van Halen Show and the Podcast Will Rock, www.podcastwillrock.com, or at Podcast Will Rock on Twitter. And they can find me with my best friend, John Mariano, doing Backtracks theme music, where we're talking about music from movies. And we have some great shows and some great guests lined up for that one. So please go check that out. And John, where can the folks find you?
Oh, they could find me doing a little show called Backtracks Aerosmith Revisited with some guy named Corey. And they could also find me on Twitter at John Marioni. That's my last name, Mariano NY, on Twitter.
And very easy to remember when you just think of John Marioni. And with that, on behalf of John Marioni, my name is Corey Morissette. Thank you very much for listening. And we'll see you next time on Backtracks Aerosmith Revisited. And as always, we'll give the final word to Steven Tyler.